Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to Daily Virtue. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries for your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 and nothing left over for yourself? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught up in people-pleasing, saying yes when you really want to say no, or feeling obligated to be on 24/7. But let's be real. That kind of constant giving drains us, leaving us burnt out and struggling to find joy in the things we used to love. That's where boundaries come in. They're like invisible shields protecting your mental energy and allowing you to show up as your best self. Now, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about honoring yourself, respecting your needs, and making sure you have the space and energy to thrive. Think of it like this. Imagine a friend who constantly borrows money but never pays it back. You love them, right? But at some point, wouldn't you need to set a boundary? Maybe you say, hey, I can lend you $20, but after that, I'm not able to help out financially. It's about being clear and direct while still maintaining the relationship. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways for creating those healthy boundaries. First, self-awareness is key. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know your limits. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Take some time for introspection journaling, meditation, even talking to a trusted friend can help you pinpoint those areas where you need more protection. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. When you're setting a boundary, be direct and honest about your needs. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively. Remember, your feelings are valid. Use I statements to express yourself. For example, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, so I need to limit my time on extracurricular activities this semester. Third, practice saying no gracefully. This is a tough one for many of us, but it's crucial. You don't have to justify your decision or over-explain yourself. A simple thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to make it as often enough. And remember, saying no to something doesn't mean saying no to the person. Fourth, be consistent. Boundaries aren't just a one-time thing. They need to be reinforced over time. If someone consistently pushes your boundaries, don't hesitate to reiterate them. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but it shows others that you're serious about your needs. Finally, take care of yourself. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, and it can sometimes lead to conflict. So remember to prioritize self-care, engage in activities that bring you joy, spend time with loved ones, and make sure you're getting enough sleep and exercise. You deserve it. Imagine this. Your friend calls you every day after work just to vent about their boss. Now you care about them, right? But you're also feeling drained from having to listen to negativity every evening. What do you do? This is where a boundary comes in. Maybe you say something like, hey, I really want to be there for you, but I find that listening to work stress all the time leaves me feeling overwhelmed. How about we catch up once a week instead? And on those days, let's focus on something more positive. See? By setting a boundary, you're not shutting your friend out, you're simply protecting your own well-being while still being supportive. Alright, let's recap. We talked about 5 key takeaways. Self-awareness, clear communication, the power of no, consistency, and prioritizing self-care. Remember, creating healthy boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different approaches, and celebrate your progress along the way. You've got this. Now I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting or have already implemented in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay virtuous and remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, and that starts with respecting yourself. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.